Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome in on a Monday, a beautiful afternoon in Metro Detroit. Wolverine fans, enjoying the ride yet? Boy, do we have a lot to cover, and you're front and center. So let's just jump right in. It's funny because doing this job, there's a lot of times when you say unpopular things, you're labeled a hack or an alarmist or just a person who overreacts, etc. But look, I'm a firm believer, if you feel something, you say it, and who cares about being wrong? But man, I'll tell you, this is a fun day for me because, see, I'm not a Johnny come lately when it comes to your false messiah. No. I've been saying these things about Harbaugh for years now. Years. Oh, it's great. While the entire media suckled from his teat, I sat here and told you, yeah, I'm not buying that. Oh, 12-0, and they're going to do this, they're going to do that. Guys, that ain't the guy who coached Stanford. The fan base. I mean, the fan base, to me, if I'm a diehard Michigan fan, I feel like I've been sold an illusion. I've been sold an act. I've been sold a lie. But I've been telling you now for a couple of years. I've been trying to tell you that. You don't listen. But see, Saturday's fun because Saturday's a day where Harbaugh, you realize he's been hiding in plain sight. He's been right there. And either you refuse to see it, which is a popular defense mechanism, or you were too dumb to. And either way, I think Saturday, you kind of finally see what I've been talking about. Saturday was the day for Wolverine fan, whether it's from the luxury suite or they're sitting in their trailer. Saturday was the day they realized that Rolex their cousin Donnie sold them is a Chinatown legit Bolex. Saturday's the day you realize that those diamond stud earrings your cousin got you a great deal on are cubic zirks. See, Saturday now I think all Wolverine fans kind of recognize what you watched was a shell of a man coach a shell of a team. And the irony for the rest of us that aren't Wolverine fans is so effing delicious you can't even understand. Because that's what you are. Harbaugh is Michigan. Michigan is Harbaugh. They are together the ultimate con. They're like the Voltron of con artists, both the program and the coach. Like, you watch that guy on that sideline and tell me that's the guy you were promised. You watch that program. This program you're told is special because, well, they're special. And they went out and got pummeled. Right? You're sold Harbaugh is going to give you execution, fire, be a tactician, be about toughness. You know what you get instead? A confused guy staring blankly into space, passivity, and a disorganized, undisciplined mess. That's what you get. Guy was supposed to bring the program to greatness, right? He was going to call upon his idol, Bo. Greatness. You know what the problem is? He's only brought you where you've always been. You're a poser. You're a nothing. As I said famously a decade ago, and Terry laughed in my face, you are a regional program on the field with a national sales rack. You are a regional program. 15 years, no Big Ten title. Looks like it's going to be 16 unless there's an act of God. You're a regional program. 0-4 against your primary rival, regional program. 1-9 against top 10, regional program. Your coach can't win as an underdog, regional program. See, that's the thing. Michigan and Harbaugh are the same because they're both cons. I mean, this guy's idol preaches the team, the team, the team. You kidding me? Your team quit. Your players quit. They quit. Enthusiasm unknown to mankind. Cutscene. Blank stare. I mean, it's absurd. You fancy yourself a Michigan. We're bullies. We're the big boys at a Big Ten. Powerball. Hardball. Wisconsin took the football and rammed it up your proverbial ass for 60 minutes. They didn't even have to try. They didn't even have to, simulating page turn, turn the page in their playbook. They pounded you without mercy. $7 million a year. Make no mistake, the problems run deep, guys. The problems run real deep. Kind of looked like the OSU game. Kind of looked like the bowl game. Kind of looked like the start of the ND game when Notre Dame jumped your bones, didn't it? Because this is what you are. This is what you've arrived at. Because all the hype is over. All summer, I told you, 9-3 football team. You hired an OC who's never called a play. How's that working out for you, Strap? Still want to tell me Josh Gattis is something Saban's Maddie lost? Then the report comes out this weekend. Harbaugh didn't even interview him. It was a 20-minute phoner. Oh, solid. And yet, the media lines up. Lines up as Harbaugh just suckles them all. See, this is the fun part for me. Because now, I hope the bolt gun is out. I cannot wait for some of these gullible idiots in the media to be sent to slaughter for their dishonesty. All these people, you know who you are nationally, locally. You know who you are. Your open dishonesty covering this man, talking about this man. Yeah, that's cool. Because I've been on the right side of this now for 2.5 years. Call it like I see it. So you know what your program is now? Beyond, I mean, again, imagine this, the Michigan way, right? Michigan man. What the F is a Michigan man anyways? It's a creation. It's a myth. Imagine Bo jumping into a pool fully clothed and then having a sleepover with a teenage kicker. Now, better yet, imagine your rival coach doing it. So you want to know who you can blame for all of this? I'll tell you who you blame. Yourselves. You. Because you as fans, you empower this behavior. You love it. You crave it. It turns you on. It gets your rocks off. You love this. Well, good, because now you're stuck with it. This is what you empowered. This is what you allow that cult to brainwash you into. This is what Michigan demands. So now here's what your program is as of Saturday, getting pounded by Wisconsin. You got a coach who's never really done anything, but has been sold as a unicorn. You got a QB whisperer who can't whisper. You've got an offensive coordinator who's never called a play and looks lost. You've got a quarterback super recruit who, you know, that Sparty bleep hole on the radio told you, guys, he's not that good, didn't like him at Ole Miss, single read shotgun, kind of small, kind of loose with the ball. Oh, good. That's your starter. Guess Harbaugh was the last to get that memo. And you got a defensive coordinator who's best served beating up on neighborhood children because when it's time to face the good teams, he looks like a pawn. Don Brown looks awful. I'm looking at Glasgow lined up with his hand in the dirt. To do what? Get steamrolled? Got people lined up improperly? No gap integrity? Hey, still want to sell me that losing Madison and Washington wasn't a big deal? How's that front seven looking, boys? And it's another year where, barring an act of God, it's not going to end in anything other than the dutiful media lining up and telling us how they took nuns in Bolivia on a trip to an amusement park. It's asinine. It's simple. Saturday was a disgrace. You should be offended by it. And Jim Harbaugh should probably end up losing his job this year. Short of coming back and winning it all in the Big Ten, Jim Harbaugh should be gone. You want to fancy yourself as being special? Well, here's what happens. When you coach at special places, there are high expectations and grave consequences when you don't meet them. Jim Harbaugh's tenure here has been an abject failure. It is a bunch of cream puff victories trying to drown out the nonsense in big games, ridiculous behavior off the field, and really a growing sentiment that Jim Harbaugh might not be that good at this anymore. Year five, offense is a mess, defense is a mess, can't stop teams, can't run it, can't find a quarterback, processes more kids than Alabama, still can't put a team on the field that could win a big effing game. Said it before, say it again. Nobody would walk into Texas, go 0-4 against Oklahoma, go 1-9 against the top 10 and keep their job. Nobody. You want what's there? Take it. It's yours. It's all yours. I'm a Spartan fan. My program's not in great shape right now. Guess what? You can keep Harbaugh forever. Because there's not a single thing I'm afraid of with him running your program. So figure it out. Do what you want. But Saturday is the culmination of when a flock realizes that the dear leader is a con. The cult realizes it, and now they're left with one choice. Stare it in the mirror, admit that we've been sold lies, admit that we aren't what we're told we are, and make the hard choice, or you practice cognitive dissonance. You suspend disbelief, and you just keep going down the road. And the problem for you is you've been doing that now for almost two decades. So please, feel free. The carousel music never stops. Saturday was an absolute disgrace. And to me, that would be the end for me if I'm a Michigan fan. The OSU game, the bowl game, throwing kids under the bus for not playing in the bowl game, bad body language on the team, your offense is helpless, can't find a quarterback, defense looks terrible in big spots. Your program, to me, is in disrepair. $7 million for complete disrepair? I could find a pretty good deal on a street corner that could do the same damn thing for you at half the cost. 248-539-9797.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.